The Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority has awarded grants totaling over $937,000 to the City of Fairbanks, Alaska Behavioral Health, and the Interior Alaska Center for Nonviolent Living, who together will set up mobile crisis response teams.
Comprised of behavioral health clinicians and peers. A peer is somebody with lived experience that can connect very directly and very quickly with somebody who is in a crisis.
Trust Authority Senior Program Manager Katie Baldwin-Johnson says the nationally recognized Crisis Now model has been successfully employed in some lower 48 communities as a complement or alternative to police and emergency medical service response to mental health crises.
You know, there really is the opportunity to resolve a very high percentage of those situations that do not need to escalate into a situation where somebody needs to be taken into a higher level of care.
Crisis Now is going to be a game changer for Fairbanks.
Mike Sanders will coordinate crisis response for the City of Fairbanks.
We're going to be the smallest community to get this off the ground, which is pretty exciting. This is the gold standard for crisis mitigation.
Sanders describes a comprehensive overhaul of local mental health crisis response, starting with dispatch services.
A coupling of the statewide suicide hotline with 911. They'll both have, you know, the ability to, like, you know, dispatch the mobile crisis team 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Sanders says the new approach also includes a place where people experiencing a mental health crisis can calm down and stabilize.
With you know, recliners and behavioral aesthetics to kind of, you know, it's a calming environment. Whereas currently, if somebody's in behavioral health crisis and they have to go to the ER, you know, the emergency room is not always the most calming environment.
Sanders says those needing additional care will be set up with longer-term options. The Mental Health Trust Authority grants fund the startup and first year of Crisis Now model operations in Fairbanks, but the Trust Authority's Baldwin-Johnson says the Trust understands it may take a few years to fully spin up the program and transition to other sources of funding.
The state of Alaska has implemented the 1115 Behavioral Health Waiver, which has created some additional Medicaid revenue opportunities for some of the behavioral health providers.
The Mental Health Trust Authority is also working with the state and partners to bring similar Crisis Now response programs online in Anchorage, the Mat-Su, and several other Alaska communities. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.